Just a quick follow-up question about HDAC inhibitors, because you've been very involved with that research. And I don't know, to me, it's kind of like clinically, yes, benabinostat's approved, but it hasn't really been, you know, kind of like the kind of hit that some of these other types of agents have done, monoclonal antibodies, et cetera. Do you think that maybe there's more potential in that mechanism that in the future it'll be an important, more important part of myeloma therapy, or is it maybe?
Yeah, Neil, I firmly believe it. I think panobinostat was the sort of proof of principle. I also happen to feel that vorinostat was also a promising agent. But panobinostat obviously achieved FDA approval. And, you know, if you think back to the Panorama study, the progression-free survival benefit to those patients in the three-drug platform compared to the two-drug control in whom prior bortezomib and IMiD exposure had resulted in therapeutic failure, the PFS benefit in those patients was almost 8 months. So when you have that kind of PFS difference, and that's in a phase three randomized placebo-controlled trial, so you really have a level of evidence that's strong that something's going on. The challenge with panobinostat, of course, has been better understanding how to manage some of the toxicities, and I think we've got there. We know that you can go to lower doses, for example. We know that if you administer bortezomib weekly, subcutaneously, with appropriate hydration, a lot of the toxicity, particularly the GI side effects, are much, much less. But I think what's really exciting, Neil, is the new next generation HDACs, and of course the AC241 compound, I think is a very, very important new advance, and it's an exciting new advance because it's very well tolerated in my experience. I participate in the studies with other investigators, and having been working with Pano and now working with 241 extensively, I'm very impressed that it's a step in the right direction. So I'm very hopeful that that agent will fulfill its potential as well. What's exciting about them as a whole class, Neil, is several things. One, that they're not only epigenetically critical, i.e. stabilizing this highly unstable genome that is the hallmark of myeloma, but they're also very important in terms of things that you might not expect. Obviously, there's this agrosomal target, which is important in bortezomib and proteasome-mediated resistance. But beyond that, there's an immunological effect that may be less appreciated. There's the upregulation of CD38 expression by this class of drug, and that makes it obviously a very attractive partner with some of our most important antibodies. So I think that, frankly, the opportunity for the HDAC class to do more for myeloma patients is very real.